What kind of a thing is a living organic and a mineral and, or is it some kind of metaphor for our own anxieties? Our own apprehensions? It absorbs our Wi-Fi signals. It comes from the ancient underground. It's built into our schools. It sends us into weird places in our heads. It's in the air. We breathe it. It's in all of our talk, our posts online. It's been with us for generations. It's so much a part of us that adults don't even notice it. And so many of us stopped hearing it. Is it some kind of ghost? A few of you have been messaging me, and think so, but I don't. I don't think it's supernatural, exactly, but it's not natural either. It's unnatural. Maybe anatural? Subnatural? I'm back for the Secret Raven, where I plan to finally meet the thing that is quietly attacking people at Royal Oak High School. I've been playing this for a while. I'm not doing so well in school now, but this is important. Secret Raven is hosted by me, Kimmy Roberts. This will be our last episode. And my God, I hope this works. I've been wondering about this for a while, and I'm sure you've been thinking it too. Why not me? Why haven't I been affected? I've been everywhere that everyone else has, and I've been listening directly to it, and breathing the sounds. Me more than anyone. It's only my sound editing of the fan that may have finally exposed it. And that was when it hit me. The lady that Kara talked to said that some VOCs create a photochemical smog. They get stronger in the light and weaker or duller in the dark. I've been affected, just like everyone else. Maybe more. I've brought it out into the light, I guess. I've exposed it online, over the Wi-Fi, by airing these episodes, by playing the sounds over and over. I've made it stronger. I've spread its contamination. Did it know I was doing this? Is it that aware? Does it approve of me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of you. It may be that listening to all of this, I'm sorry. It's my fault. And if you're like me, you still hear it louder than ever. Its breath fills my ears. I can barely think. I can barely. Even when I try to cut the noise out of the audio editor, I shrank and even muted the waveform. It just gets louder. As I edit this, I almost can't hear myself over it. I know it's hard for you, but at least I know that you're hearing it now means you haven't been taken by it yet. That at least makes me feel a little better. So I've known all of this for a couple weeks now. I think. I've seen what our episodes must be doing. And there's no one else to stop it but me. And maybe any of you still able to hear it, to find it, to follow it. But I'm gonna kill it tonight. I'm gonna fix my mistake. I'm back in the Perch studio, by myself. It's just after midnight, Tuesday. I used the same way we used in episode 3 to stay late. It was pretty easy. But I've brought what I hope will kill it, destroy it. It's above me, breathing, waiting for something. Come out, come out, come out. It knows I'm here. I've got a lot of stuff. Plastic sheets, 2 buckets with mastic paste, some spray silicone and aluminum cable to tie it. I have 2 of my brother's EpiPens. I've got a big canvas bag. I brought some snacks because, well, snacks. Immobilize it. Tie it up. Smother it. There's asbestos involved, so I assume it's immune to fire and gases. I've done my research. And any other regular poisons. I'm turning the perch into a kind of animal trap, and I'm the bait and the hook. If I can close the trap on it. And I have to do all of this in the dark. When it's most weak. I'm sitting in the dark. There's a glow of some red exit signs somewhere nearby, and a little light from the courtyard. I'm sitting in the dark. It's 12:37 and it's up there. I know it. The waiting is awful. It's terrible. I think it's going to... It knows I'm here. I know it knows it here. It must know. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. I'm so... scared. Okay, it's 1:04. I riled the equipment and bumped the table. Still, nothing. Chesnell was telling us the other day in class that everything bad in the best stories is a reflection of our own psychologies, our own issues. You know, Jason and Freddy and Michael Myers and Jigsaw. They're somehow a reflection of our fears of unstoppable violence, or of our own capabilities of it. Zombies could be our fear of being consumed, eaten by a mindless society. And he said that the best stories, right back to our most ancient myths, which most everything is based off of, reflect our own eternal conflicts. If that's all true, does that mean I'm the main character? How is this thing above me? Me? But now I'm thinking about it. What if I'm not the main character? What if I'm not the hero of the story? What if I'm just... What if it's one of you?
I think I should go. I should go. I should go. Yeah. Oh, you are a tricky one, aren't you? It's, I don't know, maybe 1:30. You'd be out in the hallway by now, wouldn't you? Stalking and scratching through the dark. You'd be in the bricks, flexing your muscles, stretching yourself along the air conditioning vents. Yeah. Chewing on the aluminum coils, slipping into the Wi-Fi server cables. In the old days, wise one, you'd slide up and down the stream bed of Red Run, curl up in the Ten Haven swamp, feed on gossip, spread a disease of fear and suspicion, relish the madness of crowds. How you and your kind must relish today's world. You're not alone, are you? You're not one of a kind. You just happened to be the one we built a school on top of, and we allowed you to grow and slip into our love of toxic chemicals, of poison and smog. I understand what you are. Yes, so you can come down now. It doesn't matter. You see, I've put away the weapons. The bag. The needles. It's just you and me. It's always been just us. I couldn't hear you. Come down, my wise one. My secret raven. Let me see you.
This has been The Secret Raven, a horror story.
Starring Ben Gobert,
Marley Arnold,
Natalie Harrison,
Irini Miranda,
and Tyler Cattini.
Inspired by The Message podcast and inspired by The War of the Worlds as created by Orson Welles.
Music by Riv R, Analog by Nature, and Kevin MacLeod.
With thanks to Mr. Chisnell, Mr. Watkins, Mrs. Krynak, Mr. Giramini, and Mrs. Modlin.
Behind-the-scenes footage and the making of The Secret Raven on chisnell.com.
The Secret Raven is a podcast of Perch Sound Studio of Royal Oak High School, copyright 2018. Creative Commons licensed for educational use only with appropriate credit.
Find us at Secret Raven on Twitter and tinyurl.com/secretraven.
The Secret Raven will return for season 2 in the next school year.